Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 7th of August, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, the big story here, it's all about these sanctions, but first let me just do a quick run through some of these stock markets before I get back to that with you. First, Japan. Japan went against the trend and had a gain of, on average, 0.5% here today. We also saw Indonesia and New Zealand, just a fraction, very small fraction higher. Now, the other Asia-Pacific markets that I can see on my screen here, they weakened. And the big one was actually China on the Shanghai A shares, so they fell 1.34% in here today, and that's a small downward dynamic. I don't want to overemphasize that, but we had seen a good run to the upside, and it was a little overbought in the short term. And so now we've seen this downward dynamic. So that will be the beginning, or this will be the beginning of an interesting test. How far will this pull back? A lot of people feel, and some I've seen have also predicted, that it would go straight back down to the bottom of the range, as China has repeatedly done over the last couple of years or more, following these rallies. I don't think that will happen, ever the optimist here on this. And even against the background of those sanctions that I mentioned in at the very beginning, and the shockwaves from those, while they are not significant for China for obvious reasons, they do reverberate around the globe a bit. And for instance, if you get people pulling money home, you might have European and North American investors who have money in China. They get a little bit scared. They see their own market retreating, so they pull some money back home, which maybe is in China, just to be cautious here in the short term. That kind of thing, but we'll see. But the test, what the Shanghai and the other Chinese indices need to do is to see a small pullback before we begin to get upward dynamics again would obviously be very positive. And if it holds most of the gain that we've seen from that last reaction low, or when the lows were being tested, then that would still be not a bad development here overall. I mean, you know my view. I've said it enough times in here. China is a really cheap stock market, and I would be buying the setback here if we get further easing in this market. Because those valuations count, and yes, I do mostly accept the valuations and also the growth figures overall. Okay, what about the European markets? Well, they're really right on the front line, aren't they, in terms of the sanctions? Now, Switzerland was up, but of course, it's not in the European Union. But we had more big hits here, and the biggest one, once again, is Italy, down 1.94%, but a number of declines of over 1%. Now, the UK, which has been holding out holding up better, was down over 0.5%, so smaller decline overall, but that index is beginning to slip under that's the FTSE 100, is beginning to slip under its rising 200-day moving average. It's done that before on this advance, so it's not serious yet, and it hasn't broken the progression of higher reaction lows that we've seen in recent months. But it is under pressure here, I'll put it that way. Now, these other indices, though, like Germany, France, Spain, Italy, and the Euro Stoxx 50. These have all broken their rising 200-day moving averages quite clearly, and we have also seen erosion of support levels. So they have really torpedoed the upward trends that we saw existed throughout last year and for the first half of this year. Now, the silver lining or the light at the end of this tunnel is that the sanctions are not going to last forever, but they are painful and they scare investors because they see it as a lose-lose situation here, and the recent history is to see that the sanctions start modestly and then get ratcheted up a bit, and certainly there's scope for that to continue. And Russia jumped in with some aggressive sanctions of its own here in the last couple of days. So this is going to dominate sentiment here while the situation persists. And there's also, well, what makes it really fascinating, though, is that, Putin's on his own on this. He really hasn't got any allies. Okay, he's trying to cut a deal with Iran for his exports. And then he had that pipeline deal with China, but I think China, all from all reports, China really bargained toughly on that, and Putin's locked into a long-term contract with China, which is barely above production costs. So he's in a difficult position, and more importantly, there are no countries lining up behind Putin's Russia here in the sanctions dispute. What do you have on the other side of the coin? Well, you've got most of the world's developed economies, and not just in Europe, not just the USA, but you've got Australia, and you've got Canada, and you've even got Japan involved in this. So, how does that look to people who maybe are not as passionately involved in this as some of us are? It doesn't look good, obviously. And then the numbers don't look good either, because you've got in US dollar terms, approximately a 2 trillion economy per annum in Russia, and you're against a 40 billion block, as I said, of the world's developed economies. Okay, so but it's all down to Putin and how long he's, well, it may not, it may be down to some of his colleagues, but it's all down to Putin and or his colleagues there, who may decide that this is all unacceptable here, and it's unpleasant. Nobody needed this, but this is reality, and it's going to continue to hit these markets. The good news, though, as I alluded to a moment ago, is that it will lower valuations, pull these markets back, and create some additional buying opportunities in European stocks at cheaper levels. And there are, of course, a number of very attractive European stocks, not least in Germany. And we also know and heard again today that the ECB, Mario Draghi, is going to keep interest rates very low, very stimulative. Looks like they're working their way into QE. I don't think the Germans can block that much longer. And that will certainly lift European stock markets once these sanctions are completed, or once they're dropped, to put it that way. Meanwhile, I'd be cautious. Now, Wall Street also affected by the sanctions, and they have the potential to turn what might have just been a little bit of mean reversion into something somewhat bigger. And we've got the Dow, that's right on its 200-day moving average. Interestingly, the tech indices are well above those MAs. Most of the indices are. One that's slightly below is the Russell 2000. I've described that as the troops, the ground troops here, because a lot of smaller companies in that. And so, if Wall Street's going to get another hit, then you'd see it first, probably in that Russell 2000. But it's still holding a little above those lows of the last, well, at least it's more than 6 months, goes back into last year. Elsewhere, Canada down 0.5%, Mexico 0.75%, Brazil 0.5%. So stock markets are not liking this sanction situation, and in my opinion, this really is all about sanctions. Bond markets, money retreats to the bond markets. That's bad for anybody who has been shorting those markets. Thank God I haven't done that again. And although I did it, what was it, last year? I did a little bit, and not tempted here. But that decline in the U.S. yield got down to, I think, 2.42. So that's pretty low overall. Keep an eye on that Merrill Lynch total return in the library. If you want to look that up, just type in total return and you'll see it. And it's moving sideways, but in the big picture, but over the last few months, it's moved up to the upper side of that broad range overall. What do we make of these very low interest rates? Well, I'll tell you my thoughts on this. I think a lot of investors here are still quite nervous, and I think that a number of them are saying that, no, we're not going, the whole world isn't going the way of Japan in its deflationary period, which is now in the process of ending as Japan goes into recovery behind all that monetary stimulus. They're not saying that it's the 1930s, and quite rightly so. But what they are saying is this is perhaps is that this was a sufficiently severe credit crisis recession so that it goes on for a few more years. And that's very close to my own view. I've talked about GDP growth gradually improving, and there's some evidence of that. But we may be in this same sort of environment here for a few more years. In other words, we're unlikely to see the US grow so strongly and decisively that you get short-term interest rates pushing upwards. That's good because I think that really could tip the Wall Street over into a more serious correction, although nothing on the scale of 2000 or 2008, in my opinion, as I've already said. Getting back to the short term here, we will have some nervousness, I'm sure, tomorrow. Again, all eyes on Putin. He's really in the hot seat here. What's he going to do? Is he going to back down, or is he going to go charging into Ukraine? Well, he might just sit on his hands here and be indecisive. But I don't know, obviously, only. Even he may not even know himself, but that's the key here to all of this in the certainly in the short term. Now, what else? Precious metals. Well, they were firmer, but not as firm as they might have been. The Palladium is higher at up to 856. That's up over $7 here today. The laggard here is silver. It did get up to $20.13 earlier today, but it's currently at 1997 right now. That's down nearly 5.5 cents. Platinum better up nearly $16 at 1481. And gold is steady-ish, 1313 on the bullion price. Crude oil a little firmer in here today. Grains and beans mostly a little bit lower here today. And I see copper, U.S. copper is up just a tiny bit. So the metals are mostly steady, and I haven't seen the chart of it, but I heard that nickel was strong in here today on a mine closure. In terms of overall strategy, I don't think we need to panic about anything, but I obviously favor low valuation stocks and stock markets and low valuation shares, as I've just said. And I like these resources shares also, which are cheap and in recovery mode here overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.